And I'm Mike Thomas in for Frank Bonacquisti this morning, joined on the phone by Amy Howell. She's the director of early childhood education at Central Oregon Community College. Good morning, Amy. Thanks for coming on the show.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So we have a special conference coming up at COCC, the 2024 Early Learning Conference. It's going on next week, the 26th and 27th. Talk a little bit about this Early Learning Conference.
Great. Yes, we are so excited. This year we anticipate over 500 early childhood educators, advocates, specialists coming to our Bend campus at COCC to join in this weekend of professional development, networking, and some pretty fun connections.
Why does COCC host this conference?
COCC has a long-standing commitment to workforce development across all areas, but with respect to early childhood education, we have a deep history of supporting the workforce development of this particular profession. And they've been involved from, we offer college classes, degrees, certificates. We're also doing some exciting work in Jefferson County right now, but the Early Learning Conference has been sort of a flagship event that we have helped to co-host for at least a decade now, working with other partners in our region to really bring this to life for our early learning profession.
So the theme for this year's conference, Exploration, Discover and Tinkering, the Importance of STEM in Early Learning. What is meant by early STEM?
Yes, doesn't that sound exciting? STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and we know how important this is in the early years in order for children to start to see themselves as engineers, mathematicians, scientists. We need to have early experiences for children and for their caregivers to participate in those types of activities. So when it comes to providing a conference that's dedicated to early STEM, what we're really focusing on are how do we design, implement, deliver curriculum, activities, instruction in the early years, so that children have a chance to build those skills and to really develop that interest and passion for the STEM areas.
You say about 500 people will be attending. What type of people are attending this conference? Why do they come?
Why do they come? That's a great question. We are so excited that they do. They come because this is really sort of the premier professional development opportunity on this side of the mountain for early learning educators to come together to learn side by side. Education in general can be an isolating experience when you're in that classroom or learning environment with your learners without other adults necessarily there to help bounce ideas around. So this is a space where we see our professionals coming together, sharing their expertise, their experiences, their ideas, but also their passion. It's like being in a space where everyone shares deep values for children and families, and they're gaining a sense of inspiration and deep knowledge from one another. So we anticipate this year that our audience will be largely our education students throughout the region, but we also have a high number of early learning educators who are working in private, publicly funded preschool early learning programs, but also interventionists. And we also have a reach into elementary educators as well, as early learning really goes through age 8. So we have a wide range of professional development activities and sessions that are designed for that broad audience.
We're talking with Amy Howell. She's the director of the Early Childhood Education at Central Oregon Community College. It's your town on the KBND Morning News. So Amy, let's have a sample of some of those session topics you're talking about.
Yeah. So with respect to early STEM, we do have a lot of experiences that really help support how do we go about building curriculum and experiences. So we will have a lot of sessions that are specific to STEM. But for instance, how do we integrate children's literature with the STEM areas? How do we support children's play intentionally so that they can start to develop the STEM mindset? We're also going to have a large focus on wellness for educators and what it means to stay present and engaged in the profession of teaching with respect to our overall wellness, stress, burnout. So we're going to have a lot of sessions that support early learning educators and their ability to stay and to thrive in this profession. I am particularly excited about some of the sessions that really support how do we go about supporting early STEM through our everyday interactions. We have a couple of sessions that are based on the idea of using readily available materials that we have in our homes, our classrooms, and nature to help support children's exploration and their tinkering to build those early STEM mindsets.
Amy, why is early learning education opportunities so important?
Oh, gosh, I could go on and on about this, but we do know without a doubt, research is very clear that the early learning years are critical years for human development. But what's behind that statistic is we have educators who are really well prepared for that critical work. So in order for us to reap those benefits that really have a lifelong impact, we have to have that really clear professional development that honors and supports the expertise that our early learning educators are bringing to this work. So I'm particularly excited to be literally surrounded by those that are committed to this space. They are absolutely our local heroes.
It's Your Town on the KBND Morning News. We're talking with Amy Howell. She's the director of the Early Childhood Education at Central Oregon Community College, and they have their Early Learning Conference coming up the 26th and 27th. That's next week, next Friday and Saturday. How can people join the conference, Amy?
Oh, we would love to have you here. We have a fabulous new revamped website. It's earlylearning.co. Just think of Central Oregon. And from there, you can get a lot of information about registration. We're excited to partner again with our community education programs at COCC for online registration. But we also have day of registration on the 26th. Our headquarters for the conference is in the Coates Campus Center up at COCC. And so people who are interested can join in on Friday morning. Registration will open at about 9 o'clock. On Friday, so we welcome folks to come on up here and register on site if that's more comfortable than online. We're really excited to have you here. I think there's something for everyone, and hopefully everyone walks away with a deeper appreciation and a sense of joy for this important work.
COCC's Early Learning Conference, Exploration, Discover, and Tinkering, the Importance of STEM in Early Learning, next Friday and Saturday, the 26th and 27th. Amy Howell, Director of Early Childhood Education at COCC, thank you so much for being the guest here on Your Town. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for this time. Have a great one. I appreciate your expertise and interest in this, too.
Happy to talk about it. Thank you so much.
Take care.
It's the KBND Morning News. Take a look at stock reports coming up here in a couple of minutes. FM News 111.10 KBND.